What's going to happen tonight is a question on a lot of people's lips. Let's get a little bit of a preview. The second round is going to be coming your way from the AFL Draft. And Ben Waterworth from Fox Sports, their draft expert, has been good enough to give me a couple of minutes of his time. Ben, great to have you on the show. Welcome back.
Dwayne, nice to be on. How are you going?
I'm good. I'm even better because you've done a deep dive into what might happen tonight. And you can catch it tonight on foxfooty.com.au and read a little bit of Ben Waterworth's stuff. But a couple of guys were left on the table last night that we thought would go. Matthew Johnson, Sam Butler, Tyler Sonsi. Do we expect Fremantle, who've got pick 21, to grab Matthew Johnson? How's it going to unfold from here?
Yeah, there's a lot of intrigue and there's still a lot of time between now and the start of the second round, which kicks off just after 7 o'clock. But Matthew Johnson, I think according to most clubs and recruiters at the moment, is probably the best player left on the draft board at the moment. Like, he was strongly considered by Hawthorn with pick 7. It was between him and Josh Ward. They ultimately went for Josh Ward. But I understand Sam Mitchell was very, very keen on Matt Johnson, particularly because he would have added a little bit more height to that Hawthorn midfield. The bit of the intrigue here is that Hawthorn have a pretty good second round hand here, Dwayne. They hold picks 23 and 26 currently in this draft second round. So the Hawks could package those picks together, and if they really want to, could open up an opportunity, a trading opportunity here with Fremantle to trade for pick 21, get their hands eventually on Johnson, so they might get their two preferred midfielders at the same time. That's still up in the air. Fremantle strongly considering holding that pick to get Matthew Johnson as well, because he was originally linked to the Dockers, being a WA boy as well, with their top two picks as well. So it'll be a great result for the Dockers if they could get Jai Amos, Neil Erasmus and Matthew Johnson in the same draft, who are arguably the top three WA base prospects. So there's still a lot to play out. The Tigers supposedly might be a little bit interested in Johnson, but watch this space for a potential live trade early stages of the second round.
So 6:30 tonight is when Fox Footy's coverage begins. What time does the actual second round begin? Is there a little bit of a preview as there was last night again, Ben, on Fox Footy?
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of a preview tonight, Dwayne. Just, I reckon it'll be the picks will sort of start rolling in just after 7 o'clock as well. So as you mentioned, there's plenty of guys that remain undrafted. Sam Butler's the big one. I think a lot of clubs are very surprised that Sam Butler wasn't taken by Brisbane last night. He was heavily linked to the Lions, but the Lions took Kai Lohman with pick 20 in last night's draft when a lot of people expected Sam Butler. So he's from the GWV Rebels. Tyler Sonsi, I think, is another one. He's heavily linked to both Hawthorn and Richmond. Again, I think Sonsi is a bit of a fan or has a fan certainly in Sam Mitchell. Sonsi played one game for the Box Hill Hawks in the VFL when Mitchell was coaching them in May, and he kicked 2 goals from 24 disposals in that game. It was a really eye-catching game. I actually called that game as well, and he really did catch the eye. So he's certainly another one the Hawks might be targeting as well. And then there's also a little bit of intrigue, Dwayne, about the Blues and the Cats at the moment. So the Blues hold pick 27. The Cats now hold 23 and 24 plus 32 as well. The Blues, I think, really like a player called Connor McDonald from the Dandenong Stingrays. The Cats also like Toby Conway from the Falcons. He's a big ruckman there as well. But both clubs kind of have intrigue in each other's players as well. And I just think there's a few mind games going on between the two clubs at the moment. So maybe a pick swap there, or one club might force another club to take a certain player. So still plenty to play out.
Yeah, so give us a bit of a deeper dive on Geelong because they haven't been active yet. Carlton hasn't been active yet because Carlton obviously had to give that pick away to Fremantle and as part of their pre-draft trade. So Carlton, have picked 27 coming up? So, and Geelong's got a couple of picks in the next 10 as well. So their picks are going to be interesting. I think Geelong's maybe got 3 picks in the next 15.
That's right. So, yeah, the Blues only will take the one player tonight, essentially, that they pick and they're out. So, right. As I said, I think they're really eyeing Connor McDonald from the Dandenong Stingrays. He's a forward midfielder that, really impactful at centre bounces, but also can hit the scoreboard as well. I think they really like him. The Cats, I think they're looking. There's a couple of needs to really get for the Cats. I think, you know, to try and get that intercept defender as well. That intercept key defender would be ideal at some stage. I would have thought that Lek Alia would have been absolutely perfect for them, but the Giants really pulled a bit of a swifty last night and took him with their second selection. But I think the Cats are certainly eyeing Toby Conway, the big ruckman, and I think they also might be interested in Mitch Nevitt, who won the Geelong Falcons Best and Fairest, a tall midfielder who has got a little bit of speed about him as well. So they might be able to add a couple of local guys in Toby Conway and Mitch Nevitt tonight as well. But yeah, I think just in general for the Cats, considering the age demographic of their midfield brigade, when you think of Selwood and Dangerfield and Menegola and Duncan, they probably need a younger midfielder to really sort of announce themselves and force their way into that starting on-ball brigade at some stage. So that might be a key focus with these picks for the Cats, who have, as you mentioned, three of the first 15 picks in the second round.
And there were a couple of guys who were surprises last night to some. Melbourne grabbing Jacob Van Ruin was a little bit of a surprise to some. Sydney grabbing Angus Sheldrick was a little bit of a surprise to some. In fact, I saw the Sydney Swans crew leaving, and they looked like they got their man. Now, I know everybody says they got their man, but they looked like they got their man. And even Essendon with Ben Hobbs, I think, might have got their man. Port Adelaide had to trade up to get their man, Josh Sinn. How'd you see last night beyond that first six or seven, which went as we expected?
Yeah, my understanding is that Essendon was seriously considering picking Josh Sinn tomorrow, last night. So Port Adelaide got ahead of Essendon. I think as a result, I think they also got a bit of a sense that that Essendon was keen on Josh Sinn. I think that was the sense across a lot of clubs as well. So the Power traded up, got West Coast pick. So it means they picked ahead of the Bombers and were able to get their man, Josh Sinn, who's a really exciting left-footed, speedy, halfback slash midfielder as well. So that's a really good one. Now, I don't think the Bombers actually did a lot of work on Ben Hobbs in the lead up to it. Hobbs is a player that really could have, you know, certainly had interest from the Suns early days at pick three, which eventually turned into pick five. And I genuinely thought as well that Fremantle were interested in him as well, even as early as their first selection. So Hobbs certainly was a bit of a slider in last night's draft. I mentioned Lekali before, who was taken by the Giants. The Giants kept that one really well under wraps as well. Not a lot of clubs had too much knowledge of them picking up a key defender. Sheldrick from the Swans was a player that I thought would be going to Nice. I thought he looked like a really solid middle second round prospect, but I think the Swans in the end were pretty happy with that selection. Although I think they were a little bit surprised that Tom Brown, who went to the Tigers with the pick before, I think the Swans probably would have been happy to get Tom Brown as well if he was still available, but the Tigers pinched him with that selection before. And as I mentioned, very few expected Kyle Lohman to be picked up by Brisbane with the last pick as well. So with all these standard drafts that we do, Dwayne, there's always a curveball that clubs keep close to their chests and that we really don't know much about until draft night arrives.
Yeah, Tom Harley would have known Tom Brown's father, obviously, quite well, given that they've got the Cat connection. They might even have crossed over a little bit and played some footy together. Hey, before I'll let you go. The Saints are also going to get their academy pick, so they breathed a sigh of relief when the top 20 went past last night.
Yeah, most certainly as well. And I'm a big fan in particular of Machito Owens, who's a really tall midfielder at about 190 centimetres, but played a lot of footy as a forward as well, and really well known for his competitiveness and ability to apply pressure as well. He's been a big improver, a player that sort of really helped his chances of getting drafted with some strong performances for Vic Metro as well as in the Sandringham Dragons. So I definitely expect him to match a bid on Machito Owens. That could come as early, I think, as Richmond's picks. They've got those three consecutive picks in the second round. Expect the Tigers to potentially launch a bid there. The other player is Marcus Windhager. It's just a bit hard at the moment, I think, to get an indication of where a bid might come on Windhager, because he's got an injury at the moment. He's hurt his back, and we're not quite sure how long that's going to hinder his 2022 campaign. So it's just a little bit difficult to get a read on where he might attract a bid tonight. The other player that might attract a bid tonight, Dwayne, is Josh Fahey from the GWS Giants Academy. Again, Richmond might launch a bid on him middle of the second round, or even Carlton as well in the picks before that as well. So there will be a couple of bids that will be matched tonight. Jace Burgoyne from Port Adelaide, the son of Peter Burgoyne, and Taj Woden as well at Melbourne, the son of Shane Woden. So good to see some familiar names will be joining clubs tonight, along with Jackson Archer at the North Melbourne Footy Club.
Great stuff, Ben. Really pleased you were able to jump on and give us a preview. Fox Footy draft expert. You can read his preview tonight of tonight on foxfooty.com.au and catch Fox Footy's coverage live tonight on Fox Footy 504 and on SEN.